Good morning. My name is Denise, and I'll be your conference operator today. At this time, I'd like to welcome everyone to the Legend Power Systems Q2 2017 Financial Results Release and Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you'd like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Mr. Buckmer, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, Denise. Welcome to Legend Power Systems conference call for the second quarter of fiscal 2017. I'm Randy Buckmer, President and CEO. And with me is our CFO, Steve Vanry, who will be covering the financials and MDA in detail. After Steve's update, we also have Eric Wolf, our Director of Sales, and Richard Whitehead, our Director of Marketing. And they'll provide updates in their respective areas. We've added some great talents in the last quarter or two, and we would like you to hear from some of the team members so you appreciate that we do have a strong team at Legend Power. We're pleased to provide a fiscal Q2 2017 highlight summary to support our financials, MD&A, and a press release. Q2 was a transitional record quarter as Legend continued to grow sales and implement our business plan successfully. During Q2, we realized over $1 million in recognized revenue. That's a new record. Recognized revenue represented 19 units sold and shipped. Our gross margins were 51%, and we moved to within about $118,000 of a positive EBITDA quarter, despite the fact that we hired 6 additional people and increased our costs. We appointed Eric Wolf as Director of Sales and Richard Whitehead as Director of Marketing. We elevated Kathleen Reed's role as the Ontario Sales Leader. We had 3 new sales team members and 3 new field operations team members. And the deal flow continued during Q2 and continues to grow. Fiscal year 2017 has been a transition from an early stage company to a growth stage company. We've strengthened our balance sheet. Our product is a strong performer, offering excellent energy savings and real world value. And we've established and continue to develop the core 5 pillars required to support a growth stage organization. We discussed those in detail, but quick summary is it's having the right people, making sure you've got the capital, the operational capacity to support your sales, product is meeting or exceeding customers' expectations, and you've got demonstrable customer success and anticipating sales growth. We've shown significant progress in Q2 and expect to continue to build on our early success. Today's Legend Power is more focused and clear. We know where we should go and where we should not. We know what has worked best for us, and we've established great progress in building a solid reputation, excellent customer satisfaction, and support of key industry influencers. As we continue to maximize revenue in Ontario, we're focusing on expanding to the Northeast U.S. and launch our reseller program. We're all very excited about Legend Power. The interesting thing year-to-date in 2017 is we had a large retailer that gave us 90% of our business to the same period. This year it's been done with all kinds of additional new customers without, or very little, I think one order from that retailer. So substantial growth on the sales side. And that also was done without 3 new hires of salespeople. So when you look at the first 6 months and what we've done, it's exciting because when you compare it to the previous year, we've now got a team, we've got proven product, and we've had some great success, and we're not relying on one key retailer. We're really excited about where we're going. So I'll turn it over to Steve.
Thanks, Randy, and welcome, everyone. Just a reminder that Legend's fiscal year end is September 30th, so today's call is focused on our Q2 2017 results for the period ending March 31st, 2017. The 3 and 6 month financial periods ending March 31st, 2017 were the best in Legend's history. Within our Q2 and year-to-date 2017 financial performance highlights, revenue, cost of sales, gross margin, operating expense as a percentage of sales, and EBITDA all showed improvement compared with the same period of 2016. Revenue benefited from increasing demand for our product with particularly strong results in the education vertical. Gross blended margin improved primarily due to strong margin contribution from the installation service part of our business, which is an area that's just now starting to provide the kind of profit that we believe it is capable. And as always, we are extra vigilant with controlling our operating expenses, which increased only slightly in spite of significant recent growth in personnel and activity within the company, which Randy mentioned earlier. We believe these results, all of these results, are a direct byproduct of the huge amount of effort that everyone in this organization has committed and will continue to commit to establishing the five-pillar foundation for success. And we're all very confident that it will lead to continued growth and success for Legend. This is the second quarter for which we are tracking and reporting committed orders, which is a non-IFRS measure and is really a supplementary indicator of sales activity. To note, though, we've made a subtle change to this metric, and it's based on a Legend board-level decision. So last quarter, we reported committed orders as at the date we filed our financial statements, which was February 22nd. So that was the date prior to our conference call last quarter. So starting with this fiscal period, we are reporting committed orders as at the last day of the most recently completed fiscal period, which was March 31st. So what happens is this metric becomes more of a rearview mirror number by roughly 5 weeks elapsed time between those two dates. We will share, however, that as of today, the company continues to experience significant activity in our committed order book, and that the cycle from committed order to revenue recognition is shortening significantly. The company defines committed orders as the total number of units committed for purchase by customers evidenced by either a purchase order, purchase agreement, or both, which have not been recognized in revenue during the preceding financial periods. With reference to the balance sheet, as at March 31st, 2017, the company had working capital of $3.2 million compared with $1.5 million at September 30th, which was our fiscal year end. Accounts receivable at March 31st, 2017 was $1.45 million compared with $504,000 at September 30th of 2016. That's an increase of $950,000. To note, the increase is the byproduct of obviously healthy growth in sales, but it should be noted that two-thirds of that $1.45 million that was outstanding at March 31st in receivables are under 30 days of aging, which is a way healthier situation than we've had in the past. At March 31st of 2017, inventory was $898,000 compared with $470,000 at September 30th of 2016. That's an increase of $428,000. The increase in inventory is due to the company's strategy of purchasing sufficient raw materials to fulfill at least one quarter of projected sales, a projection which has grown materially. And we carry excess amounts of certain components, which typically have a long lead time for delivery from suppliers. Q2 was a good quarter for Legend. We are pleased with the positive momentum and returns that are being generated by our business, but believe that the best is yet to come, as we have only just recently entered a phase of growth where we can focus our efforts exclusively on playing offense. Thank you, and now over to Eric Wolf, who's Legend's Director of Sales.
Thank you, Steve. So I want to touch on a few of the highlights both Randy and Steve mentioned, and the summary from I've seen, and giving the group a bit of a summary on what's happened in Q2 fiscal for Legend Power, which is really investing in growth and refocusing and focusing our sales team to make sure that we're maximizing the efforts. One of the things we've already talked about is seeing repeat orders within certain verticals. Steve mentioned the success we're seeing in the education vertical. And part of our focus is to take our team, understand how we've seen that and seen and realized that repeat business and make sure we can repeat it. So we're really building on our team to understand how to focus on verticals, how to what we call crack the code, or how to sell and deliver value to individual verticals. And we're very confident that with the education vertical and other verticals that were starting to come online, we're understanding that and we can build a team to repeat that process. One of the things we've done is we've added leadership to the team. Kathleen Reeves has stepped up in the Ontario region to lead our sales team. We've added new sales talent and new sales support to make sure that once we understand how to develop a vertical, we can maximize it, scale it, and realize growth on revenue. The reason why this is critical to our success is understanding how to sell repeatedly our process, sell value, and scale that growth is very key to allowing us to take our system and what we call grow the franchise, which is really bringing our product, the business model we have, to new partners and potential resellers. And that's the plan that we have in place to scale. So take the direct model that we are and have proven out in the Toronto area and offer it and extend it to partners who are looking for new revenue streams and have a shared end client. It also allows us to take the models we've proven with our vertical focus and expand it into new geographic regions. One of the things that we've been actively doing this quarter, and you're starting to see results on, is really integrate our sales team with the marketing team that we've now built out. It's taking the focus we've done and adding a new level of talent from our marketing team to make sure we can maximize, build awareness, and grow and scale our repeatable model. And with that, I'm going to pass it to Richard Whitehead, our Director of Marketing.
Perfect. Thank you, Eric. So Q2 was my first quarter with Legend. I was brought on at the beginning of January as a strategic resource to be able to, with broad latitude, really to be able to assess what Legend has in terms of marketing assets, what is currently working, and what isn't working. What I did when I came on with the organization was a series of audits to be able to assess what is the positioning of the brand, what is the messaging, what is the sales process, what materials does the sales team have to be able to close business? And what I've really understood over the course of the quarter is that sales and marketing are quite closely tied here at Legend, that marketing is a support network to be able to enable sales and grow the business. I've worked quite heavily when it comes to the messaging, assessing the Legend story, our product story, and positioning that in a way in which puts the value of our products in advance of education of the technology. I've worked when it comes to sales tools, to be able to produce some sales tools to help close more business, and I've really dove into our channel, working in the direct channel with Eric, as well as assessing and evaluating our ability to expand into new areas using channel sales around distribution. So really what the next quarter has to hold, really what marketing is here to do, and what my expectations of this role is to build the brand. It is to look at the sales process and ensure that it is repeatable, scalable, and trackable, as well as focus on new market expansion. So that's really a summary in terms of what the quarter looked like for marketing and where marketing is going.
Great. Randy, once more, I'm just going to provide a bit of a summary, and then we'll take some questions. But our champion accounts and testimonials, both with customers and key recommenders, has grown significantly. Our solutions regard as a strong investment offering great value, and we are proving that we're saving energy. Order flow has significantly increased and will support continued growth with continuing growth margins and will continue to improve as our marketplace continues to grow. Our opportunities to expand to the U.S. are significant. We're developing our franchise-like offering where independent resellers may represent Legend and our solutions in distinct market areas where they develop a strong brand, presence, and trust. This is, again, a substantial growth area for Legend to increase sales and geographic coverage on a variable cost basis. The pieces are in place to enable and accelerate a methodical and multi-step approach to sales growth, and we're excited about Legend's path forward. It's all about sales and marketing execution now. Our early progress in the New York market has been positive. We continue to work with a large U.S. utility, Con Ed, and a significant U.S.-based electrical contractor on targeted accounts. We have met with several companies, and the early responses in the U.S. to our product have been outstanding. Our corporate focus then, going forward, is continue to grow out and introduce Legend to new geographical regions, and you'll hear more about that each quarter. Maximize Ontario revenue potential, leverage our marketing plans as an enabler and accelerator of sales, and develop and introduce a professional reseller franchise offering to the resellers. We will continue to increase profitability, we'll closely manage our costs, we'll continue to see improved margins. We will also be looking at improved margins on the customer installation side We'll manage our working capital. We'll improve field service levels to shorten sales cycles and increase customer satisfaction. And we will deliver an exciting new generation product on time and on budget. Any questions? We'll take them now, please.
Okay, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for a moment as questions come into queue. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Okay, and there are no questions at this time. I turn the call back over to Mr. Buckemer.
Okay, maybe just give it 30 seconds if there's any questions coming in. Okay, if there aren't any questions, then what we'll do is thank all our shareholders for their ongoing support and acknowledge all our team members for their dedication and efforts to make Legend Power a successful enterprise. We've used the word excited, and that really summarizes the team's feeling about where we are right now. We're pleased with the quarter, but we're not happy with where we are, and you can expect some significant news and direction on the company's growth and expansion to the U.S. We look forward to next quarter's call when we talk more and more about the progress on the sales and marketing side. So again, thank you for your time, and we appreciate it very much.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.